Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about lockdown in the winter and how it's just that bit different. 2020 was rather a strange and surreal year, wasn't it? In March 2020 onwards, when the initial lockdown happened, we were blessed with great weather, much lighter evenings and mornings, plus a generous hope that the virus would leave us in peace after a time. The rest of the year passed with relative stress about this and that, restrictions, guidelines, changes to the way we live our daily lives. Some of these changes were easier to accommodate in our day-to-day lives than others, and some are just not nice at all. Indeed, our lives are very different to that which we expected. Travelling further afield for holidays was very different in 2020. Lots of staycations rather than holidays far away. Shopping isn't what it used to be either, is it? Local businesses on the island have diversified massively. Lots of things can be ordered and delivered from local businesses, and a trip to town or to the supermarket seems like quite a novelty on the rare occasions I happen to go. So hats off to all local companies and absolutely everybody that's helped somebody else, even if in a small way. Fast forward to December the 30th, 2020, and we had the news we were going to Tier 4, due to the sharp rise in COVID-19 on our isle. Then, on January the 4th, 2021, national lockdown number 3 happened. We're by now familiar with the changes in our lives and the fluctuating restrictions around. So what have we learned from the adversity we've each faced, each managed and each lived through? Well, we've probably in some ways developed more resilience, along with increased abilities to roll with at least some of the changes and amend our lives and behaviours. And what are the short and long-term things we need to consider? Importantly, this time, the restrictions to our lives are occurring in the winter months. Right now, it's dark in the mornings and evenings, not a great deal of sunshine or nice weather, and to be fair, looking out the window today as I'm recording this, it's really quite dark, even in the daytime. Currently, it seems to have been raining so much, thankfully no snow on the island yet, well, no proper snow, like some places on the mainland. Because the weather is not conducive to spending much time in the natural world as well, it's likely that we're not getting enough fresh air, or enough exercise perhaps. Lockdown in the winter is a very different beast to contend with. So, how can we best cope with the current changes? Well, hands, face, space and ventilate, plus communication and staying connected would be my key ways to best cope with what's happening now. Tuning in to your natural rhythm is something else. Acknowledging the sunset and the sunrise. Go out into the fresh air and reboot your system. Go to bed when it's dark. Get up when it's light. Have a bit of natural light. It's so important to remain as positive as we can. So many different things have changed. So many things have affected our lives, our minds and our overall health and well-being. All we can do is make the best of this time in a productive way and occupy our time productively, moving forward with whatever life throws at us. Don't despair. Tomorrow is another day. That's it for now. Stay well and take care of yourselves.